talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And good Friday afternoon. It's a getaway Friday, October the 26th, 2018. Last Friday in October. Who could have imagined that? Holy moly, Charlie, the year is flowing right by.
Sure is. What, we've got a month till Christmas?
Two months till Christmas, and less than a month till Thanksgiving, November 22nd, and the time change happens next week.
Is that right?
Yeah. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, and Marge Hazlett here for the weekly roundup, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about this week, and we're going to start locally here with the Board of Elections. A lot to explain here, and we're going to talk about it. Last week, there was I think it was on the Columbus News is where it was first reported, that there were emails sent to the Republican Party by the director of the Board of Elections, John Meyer, and then there were reports that the machines were not spitting out the right amount of ballots. So there was a 4.5-hour meeting held on Tuesday by the Board of Elections, which is 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans. They ran some kind of a test. Steve Chafin came on this show on Tuesday, read a statement, said everything is fine, the board has agreed that it's fine, and then Jeff Ratliff came on the show yesterday, and for people who heard that, Jeff and Steve got into a little contretemps yesterday on the air because Jeff says things still aren't fine, and Steve says they are fine, and here we are, Charlie, what do you think?
I don't know what to say.
Well, it's a worry because there still is doubt in people's minds. So what are they doubting?
What is behind it all?
What is the problem?
What are they accusing anybody of?
That the votes are not going to come out right. I think the implication.
What votes from the last election?
Well,
is this a test of the machine?
I have a question about that too, because if they aren't spitting out the right votes, did they spit them out right in the last elections we've had? How long has this problem existed?
Well, because we had some close.
10 votes, I think, between Mike Thomas and Tanner Hale a couple years ago. So I don't know. I'm not really sure what the story means, but Steve, who is a friend, friend of this show, says everything's fine. I have no reason to doubt him.
You mean it was just like digging up, trying to make trouble?
Well, I don't know. I know that everybody is confused. Brandy, you have followed this. What's your take on it?
I'm just as confused as everybody else, I think. I mean, I've been trying to make heads and tails of it for over a week now, and it just gets more and more confusing, and there's more and more accusations and things coming up. It's all confusing. I don't know.
Yeah. What does that do to the image of Marion? It's
not good.
That's the big thing.
Not good.
And there's been so much negativity about Marion from a lot of people. Do things like this just further the cause?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it certainly is not something to be proud of, but I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on. Now, it was explained to me that Steve said the ones that spit out were people who had marked it like halfway or things like that. That was the problem. But there are no more board meetings between now and Election Day. So at this point, the people who are still employed there are still going to be employed there, at least through Election Day. Now, they did say there were some ethics violations, and those will be dealt with after the election in reference to this email thing. But,
did they mention about the contents of these emails?
Well, Steve told me on the phone that, and it's running on the news report today, in his own words, he says it better than I will because I wasn't there, but that it was nothing criminal. It was just meetings and things like that. Well, Jeff Ratliff said yesterday it was criminal.
Okay, it looks like somebody's trying to stir the pot.
Well, yeah, but now people, we got a call last night, a listener, and I hope she's listening now, Connie, who says she has doubt now that the votes are going to be counted right. Well, how do you fix it?
No.
Well, see, okay, there you go.
I mean, they tried and tested for these machines coming up to the next election. You don't want to tell people right now, you're going to vote, we might screw up your total.
Well, herein lies the problem.
Stupid.
So, well?
I mean, obviously they're doing things right, testing the machines and making sure everything's ready to go for the election.
But, Brandy, you have said there are people who we know who are making these concerns, let's put them that way, concerns that there might be trouble. Now, who are they?
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus on the radio.
But, would they, I mean, they're concerns.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think if there's something going on, we should know. The public should know. And it is scary to think that you could, for whatever reason, go to the voting booth and your vote not be counted accurately or whatever. I'm less worried about that because the vote totals weren't off too far. It was like 1, 2, 3 votes in some races. And you know, yes, we can do recounts if there's any sort of confusion, but all of the weird ethics stuff that's going on doesn't inspire confidence in the Board of Elections any more than the discrepancies in vote count.
If there were ethics violations, I have to believe that those will be dealt with. He said they would after the election. I mean, I don't think anybody's trying to deny that there were ethics violations.
Right. Well, I think the concern is, you know, people say, oh, it's not a big deal, and then it gets swept under the rug after the election's over, and nobody thinks about it anymore after that. But
now, who said that?
Well, I don't, I'm not saying who said, but
we need names.
I hope
we need these people's names.
Nope, not giving any names, but I hope that, you know, they do deal with them. It wasn't, I don't, some accusations are more severe than others, and I don't know the truth of any of them. I'm not on the Board of Elections, but I hope we get it all figured out.
It's my understanding that anybody can make a public information request about these emails. So look at them. I mean, if somebody has doubt that the emails were sinister, go ahead. Look at them.
Right.
They're there to look at. Nobody's hiding them, right?
But Jeff Ratliff's claims are far different than the emails, right? He's claiming there was a thumb drive and that there were changes to the platform, the machine's platform.
Yes, that is true.
And all of those are much more serious allegations than that the Republican Central Committee was CC'd on some emails.
Well, but the board of the Board of Elections, my understanding, met and said they don't have those concerns. They don't have any reason to believe that that has happened.
And that board is composed of an equal number
of
Republicans. Two Democrats,
two Republicans.
Is somebody trying to stir up the...
I don't know. I obviously the machines... But it's a small amount of votes. Now, I'm not saying that that's not a big deal. It should be...
Small amount of votes. Is that concerning the last election?
I think just testing the machines is what my understanding has been.
Yeah, I think the concern is for the election coming up. I haven't heard anything about the past elections.
Well, I hope it gets all straightened up.
Well, I don't know that it will because the problem is there are no board meetings between now and the election day. Steve Chafin told me that the Secretary of State has told them to handle it internally, so he's not coming down. I'm sure he's very busy. And the manufacturer of the machines have said they're very busy and are not going to make it here before the election. So this is where we're going to go. We're going to go into the election with nothing different than what has happened this week.
Well, did Jeff Ratliff give any evidence or anything beyond just saying, this is what we think happened to you on the show? Because I didn't get to hear.
I'm trying to remember. My total recall is off. But I think he said there were, I mean, he did make the accusations in a letter to the Secretary of State, concerns. We got to use the right concerns. He wanted somebody from the Secretary of State's office to come down and oversee this election because he was worried that this thumb drive went home and things like that.
But they're not going to do that, right? The Secretary of State is not sending somebody.
Did he say what triggered all this? His inquiry?
The letter says that the concerns came from someone within the Board of Elections, not from without. But the person is not named.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So draw your own conclusions. But, you don't want people not to have confidence in voting. That's the issue. So
that's right. You don't want anyone have any misgivings about the accuracy when they go in to vote.
So how do we fix it?
What's wrong?
Well, I like Jeff. I like Steve. I like Ray Grogan. And by the way, plug, next week, just to be fair, Ray Grogan will be on the show on Wednesday from 12 to 2 on this station. So there you go. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't hear all of the interview yesterday with Mr. Ratliff, but only thing I know, he's really into himself and he doesn't need anybody to toot his horn. And the thing is, he keeps saying about Grogan, how the office is handled. And I had dealings with the Ratliff office a few years ago, and they're not very competent either. So I think he's just trying to stir up the pot and everything. And I wonder how many of these ice cream things and all this stuff he does when he's not running for office. Is there any? Because he was all over the place doing this stuff. And after before the election, I bet he didn't do anything like this. And I think he's just a person that is just, I don't know, I'm very leery of him and stuff. And I don't know. I think he is just stirring up the pot to and things, but whether I'm a Republican or Democrat or whatever, I don't know. He just scares me. So,
well, we appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
Goodbye.
And phone lines are open if you want to weigh in. We never close the phone lines here. That's what this station's all about, public opinion, whatever you want to do. 740-383-9944. I said at one point during that interview yesterday, I said, what can we do? What can we do in the next 11 days? Jeff would like, and I think other people, so I don't want to lay this all on Jeff, he just happened to be here yesterday, would like the Secretary of State to come down, but the board is saying that the Secretary of State has told them to handle it. So, what can you do?
And that's interesting because yesterday I looked up the definition of Secretary of State, and that person has everything to do with elections.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand now.
So, I don't know. John Husted, I guess you can call John Husted's office if you really have concerns and request that he come down here.
Does seem like it would be the best way to allay fears, but if that's not going to happen, we've got to figure out something locally, so that everyone feels okay about.
All in all, is there really anything to be concerned about?
Well, that's the question. I don't know. Steve says no, and Steve's a Democrat. You would think that the Democrat would be the one complaining, because I don't know, and if I'm wrong, let me know, but I don't think any Republicans have claimed that something is wrong down there, have they?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything.
So this is where we are, and beyond that, I don't know. I mean, Steve has said there were ethics violations. Yes, there is absolutely been ethics violations that will be dealt with after the election, but nothing to do with the voting machines is what he said. So can we go with that? Because what else are we going to do between now and then?
Yeah, I don't think we have a choice at this point. We have to vote. We all have to get out there and do our civic duty and vote, because otherwise...
Yeah, and we should be competent.
And well, we're going to have Sheriff Bailey on Monday, Mayor Schertzer on Tuesday, and Ray Grogan on Wednesday, the prosecutor. So there you go. Go ahead,
Aetna,
caller.
Aetna and United.
Oh, that's a robocall. Aetna.
Oh.
Did you order that, Charlie?
No, I probably got that same call at home.
You got them at home? 740-383-9944 if you want to call in. 740-383-9944. So next week, we'll ask these people. These are leaders in the community. Sheriff Bailey Monday, 1:10 to 2 p.m. Mayor Schertzer Tuesday, 1:10 to 2 p.m. And Ray Grogan, the prosecutor, Wednesday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Be exhausted.
Interesting. How much... Well, of course, some of this has already been on television, but protecting the good name of Marion.
I don't know how people feel about this. I don't know.
You can't err on the side of protecting the good name if there are underlying issues that need to be solved, is how I feel about it. Certainly, I want people to think well of Marion, but the way to get them to think best of Marion is to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and making sure everything's running properly.
Well, from somebody who's involved, when the Board of Elections says that they're on the up and up, does that satisfy you?
Well, I mean, I know Steve and I know Jeff, and I don't think that either one of them is... I don't know. I mean, they're on opposite sides. I have to believe Steve simply because the alternative is that I don't feel confident going to vote. So currently, I'm just going to do what I would normally do and hope it all shakes down for the best in the end.
Marge, what do you think?
I don't think.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you befuddled?
Yeah, I really am.
Well, it's a very confusing story because, I mean, I would think that if the Democratic Party has concerns, that they will go down there and voice their concerns to Steve. Mm-hmm. Steve gave his cell phone number on the air and said, if anybody has concerns, come on down. We'll tell. So, I mean, that's pretty transparent, I think, from the office, isn't it, Charlie?
I would think.
So if you have a question, call him.
Call him.
And if you have a doubt.
But is this a lot of to-do about nothing?
Well, that's the question.
When you come right down to it.
I don't know.
I don't think any of us can know. That's no. I mean, if there isn't an investigation or something into it, how can we possibly know whether it's
right?
You know.
I mean, you don't want anybody to lose, but I mean, if they didn't lose, but if you do lose, I mean, you can request a recount of the paper ballots, I think.
The paper ballot, is that what the machine does?
Prints out a paper, ballot, I guess.
When you're all done?
I think that's right.
I don't know. How can it do that?
Well, haven't people already started voting?
It prints on the side. If you open the little window on the machine on the side, you can see your paper ballot, and everybody should check their paper ballot before they press the final button to cast their vote completely.
Okay, yeah.
You should check and make sure that everything that you selected is proper and good. And if there's a problem, you got to go back to the poll workers and, you know, do what you need to do. But I don't think a lot of people do look at their paper ballot. And if the question is whether or not the number is matching up, then hopefully if we all check and see, oh, my votes didn't get recorded on the paper, then we'll be able to solve the problem at the polls.
Could we bring in paper ballots? And could we just do that this election?
I would rather go to paper ballots.
Then it'd be 2 in the morning before we get the election results.
Well, that's okay. We'll just bring a pillow here, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can we do that? I mean, if people really have concerns about the machines, can we just order some paper ballots? We got 11 days. Can't we FedEx them here?
Good question.
I mean, I if people really are concerned, let's get to the bottom of it. I don't, because the worst thing is if people don't think they're casting their vote for the right person. You don't want to have that kind of doubt. So if there is doubt, why don't we just get the paper ballots?
That
would be work.
It would work, wouldn't it?
Oh, my.
Maybe they'll ask me to be on the Board of Elections.
There you go, Scott.
I just don't like the fact that there's a doubt put in people's mind about voting.
Well, is it justified? That's the question.
Who knows?
That's why it's such a confusing story, and we're down to 11 days, and people are...
Yeah, but I still think there's a bunch of stuff being stirred up unnecessarily, probably.
Well, hopefully we'll know after the election's over, and you know, somebody will investigate and figure it out, because I think we need to know one way or another whether it was justified or not.
I don't know.
Somebody's getting their hearing tested.
Somebody's getting their hearing.
And they're having to shout.
Yeah, we're hearing that pretty good. You're on the radio. I don't know. I just think that I like all the people involved in this, so I don't know. It's very difficult because I like Jeff, I like Ray, and I like Steve, and I don't...
What about the rest of them? Do you have a list?
I love them all. I love them all. And I don't have any reason to believe that any of these people are lying. I just don't.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I do want to say this because and this is no secret because I've said this to the people. There was an article, and I'm not going to say the article because I think it just gives more air to the article. But there was an article in the newspaper yesterday, and I had a conversation with Hassan from the Marion Star last night about it. There was an article about one of the political campaigns that I thought was a little, you know what I'm talking about, without saying it, because I don't, I just thought it was a little, it was unfair. I thought that article was, the article was true. I don't want to say that the article was not true. It was true, but the headline, in which that's all people tend to read, I guess, I thought the headline was unfair to the candidate. So, you know. I talked to the Marion Star about it yesterday, I have no...
What was the article?
Yeah.
You can say it if it was in the paper.
It was in the paper, but I don't want to bring it up for people who didn't see the article, because I think it just, again... Because the article was correct.
Now, here's something...
we talked about
before we went on.
Before we went on.
Okay. I mean, the article is true. I mean, I'm not saying the Marion Star misled. They didn't. I mean, it's a true article, and the reporter did their due diligence on it. But it obviously would be harmful to a person's campaign. And I'm not sure that's a good thing. So that's all.
Now, I'll tell you something that nobody else in this county knows. The Marion Star of yesterday weighed 1.5 ounces.
Of yesterday?
Now, how do I know?
You weighed it.
Yes.
You weighed the paper.
I did.
Why?
Because... they're going to charge $48.50 a month for a paper that comes weighing 1.5 ounces every day.
$48.50
a month? $48.50.
For an ounce. So you'll only have 30 ounces a month.
Well, maybe some weekend, maybe Fridays might weigh more than 1.5 ounces. But that's getting down to almost the weight of a... where you have to put an extra postage stamp on something.
Yeah, but wait for these ads that'll come out at holiday time.
Well, I happen to have an antique balance scale, and I was weighing money, change, and packaging change. And I thought, I wonder how much this paper weighs, since I've been so concerned about paying $48.50 a month.
You know, speaking of the big choices, you know, you're weighing the paper, and we've got the election issue coming up. Tonight, you and I will be at Primrose.
Oh, yeah.
Helping judge.
Are we going to weigh the chili?
I don't know. We'll be at Primrose judging chili. Yeah. And it'll be 6 to 8 p.m. Buckeye Guy will be with us. Sean
Buckeye
and
Buckeye Guy. Isn't he the one that created a lot of controversy?
You can talk to him about that tonight. Okay. That'll be a good conversation to have.
I don't really care to talk to him about it. I just bring it up because
he had a little bit of
gotten the news.
And Mary Ellen will be with us.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen Withrow will be with us tonight. And it'll be a live 2-hour broadcast. So 6, 10 to 8 p.m. we'll be out at Primrose testing this chili, which I'm excited about doing.
I like chili.
Yeah.
I do, too.
But I used to, the church I used to go to, one man made chili every year. Everybody went out and caroled. And when we came back, we ate chili. But this one guy says, boy, where do you taste mine? Well, he had it so loaded with peppers, you couldn't even, it'd burn your tongue.
Well, we'll see tonight how it goes.
Oh, I hope.
Now, election night, this is important as well. We will go on at 7:10 election night and not stop. The coverage will run until the last ballot is counted. Yeah.
You're going to have some food?
We're going to have some food here because Charlie, Sean, and myself will be in studio. Linda Sims.
Will there anything be left for me to eat?
I don't know who that was directed toward, Charlie. Oh, my.
Continuing on.
You bring that up tonight. You bring that up on election night. Linda Sims will be down at the Board of Elections, getting all the skinny going on down there, and Terry Tackett will be between Democratic and Republican headquarters doing reports. So that'll be election night, 7:10, no breaks. The coverage will go on, and we've got some call-ins that night, too.
And I'm glad that I'm not assigned to cover Democrats or Republicans, because when you go to those gatherings, you can't hear yourself think.
Well, they're uncomfortable because they're nervous. And it's a very, and sometimes the atmosphere gets ugly if you don't win. So Terry will be doing that. But Terry's good at that sort of thing, so he'll handle that perfectly. We'll be in the confines of the studio here, Charlie.
Yes.
We'll be at home base taking the phone calls. And Linda down at Board of Elections will do great. Where are you going to be election night, Brandy?
Well, I'll probably be at Democrat headquarters unless something strange happens with my kids or something like that. But that's where
now, do you take the family down to Democratic headquarters?
It really just depends. I mean, it's a school night, you know, so we usually have practices going on and things like that. So if the kids are tired, I'm not going to make them sit through all that kind of stuff. So, and my husband never goes.
So you go alone?
Yeah, usually.
You go down to the So will they have food there?
Usually there is some food.
Charlie, we could put you over at Democratic headquarters.
I was at one of the headquarters here a few years ago, and boy, they had, in George Kasotis was the cook. It was good.
Well, you can feel free to call us that night if you like. Now, you're going to make sure we're on at Democratic headquarters, right?
Oh, of course.
You got a two, because what else are they going to be watching?
Or listening.
They'll be looking at those computers, so you got to turn on the radio and hear what we're doing here, because it will be accurate.
All right.
We'll have the most accurate.
You promise there won't be an investigation?
There'll probably be an investigation into us after that night. I'm sure there will.
Oh, no.
It'll be a mess. Oh, by the way, for people who are listening, apparently the guy who's sending these pipe bombs, 12 in total, has been captured.
Yeah, they found him in Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah. So there you go. Thank goodness for that, and hopefully that stops where it does, so we'll just keep on rolling past that. What
can you imagine? Well, all the controversy that caused.
Well, it did, but it was, I don't know. People were saying things that I didn't understand.
That was manufactured controversy.
Yeah, well, that was. And
if you want to talk about stirring the pot, that was definitely stirring the pot.
And none of those bombs were exploded, really?
I heard that the FBI detonated the one that was sent to George Soros, but maybe what I read was inaccurate. I don't know.
Don't send bombs to people.
Yes,
that's the point.
Please don't do that.
Just why? But you know, you have to. Elections are getting a little too roughneck.
Well, there again, the sendee was probably out of his mind.
But you know, people say this has never happened before. I don't remember anybody ever sending bombs.
You know what happened back in 1843?
No, what happened in 1843, Charlie?
But that goes to show you don't know everything that's happened
before. I don't think
they
were sending bombs.
See, we always go say, well, nothing like this ever happened before. How do you know?
Marge, when we go over to the mausoleum and find out about what's going on there, how do we make sure that that's going to be there for time immemorial?
We don't know.
That we're not going to end up behind a fast food chain.
Oh, you were wondering about money part of that. That money is all invested.
Yeah, but what happened to the one in Caledonia, the mausoleum?
Well, they
mismanaged their money.
It might have been full and no more money was coming in.
So they tore it down?
And they used up, well, whatever. But you see, now when you buy, you're buying your lot and everything goes with it.
Your drawer.
Okay, and you pay them. That money is not kept locally. It's kept in a large bank.
But what happened in Caledonia? They tore down the mausoleum.
I don't know. That was so long ago. But anyhow, after you die then, before you can be buried, why they have to send a copy of the death certificate to the bank, and they release the money that you had already paid to dig your lot and bury you.
Well, that's good, but I guess my point is how does it stay maintained, and you know that it will never fall into disrepair?
Well, they have volunteers, for one thing. I know that.
Well, but I mean, in 50
it's
years,
all based on the interest.
It's eventually going to fill up.
It's all from an endowment fund that had to be created.
I hope that it never goes south.
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to have somebody come
in. We'll have the mausoleum man on next week. Okay.
She any relation to the Buckeye Man?
they both go to funerals a lot. Yes, they do. Oh. I like the Buckeye guy. He's fine. I saw him not too long ago, and we were just perfectly...
Well, you've had him before.
Yeah. He and I are friendly with each other.
So I'll see what I can do about next week. That's pretty close.
Okay, maybe 2 weeks.
We'll I remember one time the Buckeye Man came up, and he got stopped by the patrol. And I can only imagine when they took one look at him and said, oh, no.
They knew him. They watched this guy. He's always out there doing his thing. You know, Megyn Kelly, has she been fired yet or not for her comments?
Yes.
She got fired.
Oh, yeah.
Like last night I was looking that they were going to fire her, but they had not yet.
I just have a question. Why are these women being so loose-mouthed?
Well, I don't know why she said that. They were talking about Halloween costumes, and she said in her neighborhood that people used to go in blackface, and
no,
that was okay.
That.
Oh, I can remember burning cork. And
yeah, but I never did that.
You didn't?
No.
Well, we did.
Yeah, but it's nice not...
Face. When I was in grade school, we put on shows and we blackened our faces by burning cork.
We didn't.
And rubbing it on our face.
Yeah, I remember they did but I didn't do it.
No one objected at that time.
No.
But...
we did a lot of things.
Well, that was the 30s, Charlie.
That's right.
That was the 30s.
And then we had a restaurant here named...
What?
Sambo's.
Yeah, but... You can't do that today.
And the Jockey Steakhouse used to have a black jockey holding a lantern in their front.
Right, but you can't do that today.
I know.
That's the point.
We became a very sensitive. What about the Indians?
Is that sensitive, Brandy? I don't know.
No,
the Indians
that
were.
I don't know that that's sensitive.
The Indians that were here when we invaded this land, we pushed them aside. We killed them. I haven't seen any Indian riots lately.
How about the pipeline riot?
Yeah, they
don't want to call it a riot, a protest. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what but you can't do things that. Why would you do? Here's my rule: if you think it's going to be offensive, then it is offensive. Don't do it.
Okay, I think that's why people do it, though.
Back in another era, we didn't think it was offensive at all.
No,
but you didn't. But the black people might have thought it was offensive and just not had the ability to speak up about it.
Well, there was a lot of communities that didn't even have a black person. We have one in Tiffin.
Right.
One.
Yeah. But well, Galleon had none, and you weren't allowed, if you were black, you were allowed to live in Galleon. Morrow County was very much against anyone showing up black.
Times have changed, and you can't go on a national network and make a comment like that. Yeah. Because it is offensive.
But that era is gone.
Yes.
You cannot,
and why didn't she know that?
She did.
Well,
she did know that.
She knows
it
now.
I don't know how old Megyn Kelly is, but I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and I would never even dream of saying something like that, let alone doing it or anything else. That's absurd to me. And I grew up in a neighborhood that was almost completely white. It didn't matter. We still would never have done that.
I'm not even sure why she went there, because I watched the clip last night because I didn't know I don't know Megyn Kelly or watch her show. So I watched the clip and they're talking about Halloween costumes that are outlawed now. And they weren't even talking about blackface or whiteface. And she went off on her own little tangent in the conversation to say, why are people so upset by this? In my neighborhood, people used to do this. Well, why would you even bring that up?
Because she's a sensationalist.
Well, that was sensationally
wrong.
We're in
a different era now. All that is, you might say, forbidden. Mm-hmm. All those things that we might have done when we were younger.
So why did she do it? Because this ties right in with what's going over on in Crestline. That guy, the mayor, used a word you can't even use on radio anymore, a very offensive word for African-American people, and now he had to resign.
Yeah, they've had about four mayors.
I think they go a little bit too far with, you know, calling resignations and all that. That stuff happens, you know. I guess forgiveness should be allowed. I don't know how.
Well, the Crestline mayor apologized. Megyn Kelly apologized, but it wasn't good enough. They did have to go.
Megyn Kelly has a habit of this sort, and that's, we always have to put it into context. If this is a person who has repeatedly express these views, then why would you accept their apology? You know that in the future they're going to do it again.
I don't know. She said stuff like this before.
Yes, she was on Fox News, right? Am I?
But if I
but they say stuff like that on Fox
News, I don't know that.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know that I've. Has she said stuff like that?
I don't watch Fox News.
She has.
What else has she said?
Kind of a bad
reputation. I don't have the exact.
Yeah. Well, not a, must not have been too. NBC hired her. She must not have had too bad a reputation.
She has certainly expressed these sorts of views before.
Well, I don't think it. And now she has to go. Now, will anybody hire her is the question. Or is she just a toxic person now?
She'll probably go back to Fox News, is my guess. That's the rumor, too, right?
That's what the rumor is.
Well, I wanted to mention, too.
Go ahead.
People that call us, we do not have anyone that answers the phone and asks you what your name is and what you're going to talk about. When you call, you're on the air with us. Most stations of any size
yes.
have a man who answers the phone and puts questions to you.
Well, most small stations do that. But we believe in free speech here, and we believe we're not going to hamper you.
And we do not have much of a delay either.
30 seconds.
30?
30.
Oh, okay.
740-383-9944.
Well, I always thought, okay, so you have a 30-second delay. How are you going to, if you're alone, how are you going to manage a 30-second delay?
Well, it just, hopefully you can cut something off before it goes out.
How are you going to cut it off?
Well, you cut the stream off. You could do that.
Really?
Yeah. But we don't have that problem a lot.
No, no.
So.
But don't make it one.
No. Although one day, oh man. You remember the day. We went on Q. Don't do it, Charlie. Hey, LGBTQ stood for.
But LGBTQ, the Q comes up all the time.
Yeah, but it stands for questionable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe.
No, it doesn't.
Quandary.
Quandary, okay. Yes. That's a good word. One day it came up that it stood for something else, and there was a lot of there was a lot of censoring that day. No. But isn't that what it stands for, Brandy? Questionable?
No. No.
Well, you don't know. Now listen, Charlie. Now wait,
I know.
You influenced her.
No.
It stands for Q. Questionable. We looked it up.
That was not my understanding.
Terry, what does it stand for? Give me some paperwork on this in the other room. Does it stand for questionable? Let me know.
It doesn't stand for questionable.
Well, you can write it down. It stands for questionable.
LGBTQ.
Yeah. Now,
it's
people,
not questionable.
Okay, first of all, let's without saying what the Q is, lesbian, transgender, gay.
Oh, you said transgender?
What's wrong with that? No, that's an okay word. Which one did I forget?
Lesbian, I said lesbian?
Transgender,
bisexual.
Gay, and bisexual.
Oh, bisexual?
But the word you're thinking of is a slur. That's a slur. People don't want to be called that.
No, I think that word is starting to be reclaimed by that community. They're using it to refer to themselves now.
Sure.
Scott, would you say that word? If somebody said to you, what does LGBTQ mean, and you were in a room, you would say that word.
Yes,
and
sure. That's what it
means. That's not what it means.
We're
going to get a ruling
sometime,
on this.
Scott.
We've got time left.
Come down to Short North.
Down there, and you know what they said? They said, tell Charlie it means questionable.
Yeah, I'm sure they said
I
that.
Think that's what
they
said. Questioning is a good word to use. I think that's a fair word to use,
but
I don't think that's what it stands for.
Questioning what the gender of the person is, because
sexuality.
That's where we're all going with that terminology. Marge, you had a transgender person on your show one time, and now would they like to have been called the Q word? Right, it's a slur. It's considered a slur. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I don't think it is anymore.
There was an era in this country back in the 20s where a whole group of people were called morons.
Yeah.
Now, if you called somebody a moron today,
you could call somebody a moron.
Psych book at one time, too.
You could call somebody a moron, but you shouldn't use the word retarded now is not used anymore. You don't want to use that word. But that is considered a slur. Now, it's a word you can use on the air, but it's not in polite company. And we try to be polite. On this particular program. Let's see here.
What else can you stir up, Scott?
Yeah, what else can we stir up today?
We got a few minutes yet.
Yeah, what do we got? Who can we offend today? What else can we do here?
Marge.
Yeah.
You can offend Marge.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the other story that I had, here it comes. Thank you. And the answer is...
the judge.
With time left to spare.
That's from the website.
That's from their website. It can mean either. Questioning.
There you go. That's what I said.
But questioning. You would say questioning. You would not refer to somebody if they were standing there with that term.
If that is the term that they use to refer to themselves, that is what I will
but
use.
But who refers to themselves?
Plenty of people. I mean, if that is what the subject is, otherwise, why would I be talking about it at all? Because it's none of my business.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just say I'm gay? Wouldn't you just say I'm a lesbian? Wouldn't you just say that?
Well, but that's not
doesn't
always...
that cover the...
That is not necessarily what it refers to. It can be... It can refer to gender nonconforming and different things of that sort. The Q has a different connotation.
Well, what does the Q mean?
It's not just gay.
Because if you... Now, hold on. Now, listen,
now
if you,
questionable means you don't know whether you're...
You're questioning.
No, it's not... It's,
well, hey, listen. It is questioning.
Sexuality or questioning gender. These are conflated together in the LGBTQIA monster.
IA?
Yes.
What's IA?
Intersex and asexual.
Oh.
They've added more to it now?
Wow.
LGBTQIA?
Aren't there some little insects and other animals that are that way?
Well, yeah. There are human beings.
No, wait a second.
Verifiably.
No, wait.
Seahorses.
So what does the Q refer to then? I mean, who are we referring to? If you're not LGBTIA, what is the Q?
The Q is often, not always, non-gender conforming. So it's not somebody who's going to be transgender. That's a different thing.
Right.
But non-gender conforming. So either they don't want to be referred to as either male, female, he, she, that sort of
so
thing.
So you refer
they're
to them as that?
Well, you can if that's what they prefer. But, you know, sometimes they use they or different terms.
Oh, I just think this is...
It's confusing, but the easiest thing to do is just to, A, you're probably not going to have the conversation anyway, right? Because who talks about these things on a regular basis? But if you are having a conversation with somebody about those sorts of things, you're probably friends, you're probably close in some way. Just ask, and then you
ask
know.
What you are?
Well, ask what they prefer to be referred
I
to
I would
as.
Just say, hey, you. Hey, you. Well, I don't need to know all this. This is the problem. We're too nosy now in life.
Like
well, I don't
I
need
said,
to
we're
need
not
know what you are.
We're way too sensitive, too.
Well, do you need to know what somebody is? I mean, I don't care what you do. I don't care what
well,
restroom
you
use.
You just
bring
up LGBTQ and you know right away.
Yeah, but I don't care. Do you?
Do you go around asking people if they are LGBTQ?
No, that's the point. I don't care. Be what you want to be. Do what you want to do. It's none of my business.
How many people really know what that means?
Few. I don't think they know what it means.
No.
I don't.
And now
I think it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah,
to know
but
what
if you
means.
Went out on the street this afternoon, I bet you wouldn't find very many people that understand.
No, no. But they would think that that's a sandwich out at the restaurant.
Well, they might think it's
think
a medication.
It's
the medication.
Because I saw on the bottom of one of my medication things those letters that you're talking about.
And you thought
about.
It was a medication?
Well, I didn't even know what it meant.
But just think on...
You know, we old people don't read all of those things, right?
Well, yeah, no, I don't read
when you
this
go
either,
to
but...
a doctor now and you fill out a form, mm-hmm. you'd be surprised what they're
well,
asking.
Well, you get asked right. a lot of questions, but I think questioning is a much better way. I don't think you're going to offend anybody, and life will go on, and that's fine. Here's an interesting story to end on. This is funny, because I think this is true. There was a bride at a wedding... Who?
Oh, here we go. It's marriage.
No. This has nothing to do with getting married or not getting married. This woman was already getting married. But, we got another bit of breaking news here. All right, let's see here. Okay, well, it says that term is used to identify people in the LGBT community and is an acceptable term.
Really?
Okay, well, but we're not going to say it here.
It, I told you.
Well, I don't know. Terry could be slanted.
No,
I want an investigation of what happened here today. I don't know.
Whoever did you invent that questionable statement?
That's what I did. I invented. I'm just trying to throw a monkey wrench in the problem. Forget it. Oh. We're done with that, and we're moving on. I never want to talk about that again. I never want to bring that up again. But I do want to talk about this bride who was getting married, and she was worried that her bridesmaids were going to look better than she was. Oh, so what she did was she gave them these shakes saying they were diet shakes. Well, it turns out they were protein builders to bulk up these bridesmaids.
Oh, no.
So she made the brides chubby for the wedding, and she was
sure
happy.
She,
and
that's
and
a,
no, that's a true
that's
story.
Made up.
That's a fast way to
why would friends. I make that up, Charlie?
How long would it take to bulk?
Do you know up? How long engagements go on now? Mm-hmm. Years. How long
really?
Were you engaged? 7 years, I think, wasn't it?
Two
years?
Oh, no. I was engaged for like 2 months. We got
married. Oh, I don't think we ever knew about that.
Yeah,
2 months?
Well, we...
But you had a long relationship prior to the engagement.
No.
Did you have... Well, I thought you proposed
we
to
had,
him, and he
yes,
was worried because it
had,
hadn't been...
We had been friends for years, for a couple of years before. But,
there you go.
But once we started dating, we got married within 9 months of dating, and we were... I think we got engaged in May and were married in July.
Okay, but my question is, I think brides do have a worry about this. I think they want to look good in those pictures, and they make the bridesmaids wear
I
those
never
ugly.
Even thought
just don't
about
have
I was,
bridesmaids then.
I don't. I'm
never
not
heard
at
of
this
such
wedding.
A crazy thing.
Well, that's the story that I got. But you know, people bulk people up because they want to look good. Look at the magazines.
That's absurd.
Did you have bridesmaids?
I did not have bridesmaids.
Well, there you go.
I didn't care what they looked like. They were my friends all my life.
Right.
But
I mean,
the bride
you
does
know.
What? No. Listen, I've seen some. Look at what the weddings we've talked about. Like the, what was it? Paradise wedding, destination wedding.
Weddings.
Where people got to pay to come to the wedding. And you have these productions where the cake costs $7,500 and the gown costs $10,000. This bride wants attention on her.
Yeah, that's a pretty extreme bit of vanity there.
Yeah, it's almost as much as a divorce would cost.
I know. I think skip the wedding, get the divorce, and
well,
just be done with it.
They say the more that you spend on a wedding, the more likely you are to get divorced.
Well, we didn't
there
spend
are statistics
that
who says
on
that?
There are statistics
no,
on that. Yes, there
no.
are. These big elaborate weddings are more likely to lead to divorce because you start off financially strapped right from the beginning.
No, I think it's because they wanted the wedding, not the man
well,
or the woman.
Well, that could also be part of it, yeah.
Well, they're, now, looking at the, they're looking over the aisle to the next guy that they think they want to marry.
But so a cheap wedding works out and an expensive wedding doesn't work out?
Would it be fair to ask the person you're marrying if that person was LGBTQ?
IA, whatever?
Well, wait till after you're married. You got that ring on.
Well, hopefully you've got that figured out before you check in.
Well, how would you find out?
Again, communication. This is not difficult.
No, listen, I don't know about that fact, though. I'm going to have to see some statistics on that
thing.
Good
thing it's 104 already.
Yeah,
send
we're
you
done.
Some.
We had to go over the long obituary report. But before we wrap this up, I'm just going on the record. We've talked about all serious stuff today. I don't believe a cheap wedding means a long marriage.
No, it's just statistically, you are more likely to get divorced with an elaborate
wedding. What would be
wedding.
The cause?
Yeah, more money to spending a divorce than if I was trying to go in there with no money.
I think the cheap wedding would make you have a divorce because now you've saved up enough money to get divorced because you didn't spend it on the wedding.
We got to take this boy for a little tit-tat.
No, don't you think, Marge?
I don't know. We just... did with what money we had.
Right, you do with what you got.
But that's the thing, they're not always doing with what they've got. They're going into marriage with huge amounts of debt so that they can satisfy their own vanity for these huge weddings.
Well, that's why they bulked up the bridesmaids. But
right.
Nobody believed that story, but that's true. Listen, we're done. We've caused enough destruction for today in the world.
But you didn't say what they were bulking up. What part?
The stomachs, I would guess, and the... Don't those protein builders make you big everywhere?
Well, they're supposed to make you build muscle. I don't know.
Working out.
Protein.
I read a story this week where working out shortens your lifespan.
I heard too.
I did. I've heard
that
Marge.
Too, yes,
I absolutely. I read that article. Because you're so stressed
about
out about doing it, you have a stress heart attack.
Are you stressed about exercise, Charlie?
Oh, yes, all the time.
But you don't do it. You're not worried about it, are you?
I don't get stressed about working out.
I did my share of exercising. And now I'm just coasting.
We're done. And next time we talk, I hope everybody has a happy Halloween or harvest or whatever you do. And next time when we get together, we'll be 4 days away from the election. Can you imagine what will happen between now and then? Won't this be an interesting time?
It sure will. And good wishes to all the LGBTQs.
IA. IT?
IA.
Oh, that's your person. Yeah.
A seahorse.
Information technology.
A male seahorse has babies.
Who does?
A male seahorse.
Is that the beginning to a joke?
Yeah, it is.
We're done for the day.
They're neutral.
Okay. Charlie's coming up. Stay tuned.
Mr. Hughes, and you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM streaming live.